The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others that you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those to whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just like your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be measure you back, get back. The Gospel of the Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. Well, it is very wonderful to be here in front of you again with very little pain at all and no cane. I won't dance anymore because I don't want to give my husband a heart attack, me dancing up here. I am on the road to a full recovery from having my hip replaced. And I don't know if you've noticed this. Anybody ever have pain in their life, you know, physical? I'm preaching to the choir, I know. Have you ever noticed that when you're in pain, whether physical or even emotional pain, the pain can color your life, and sometimes not for the good? It just seems to, as I was reflecting on some of my sermons before I went out for my hip surgery, I was like, ooh, these are getting dark. Yeah. And I think a lot of that was the pain that I was in. And sometimes, though, we even bring that pain on ourselves, don't we? We hear Jesus in our gospel reading this morning telling us to love our enemies, to do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you. This is a very tall order from Jesus today. In my nearly 17 years of ordained ministry as a priest, of which I've been a rector or a head pastor for 14 of those, I've had some people that really hated me along the way. I know you find that shocking. I mean, I was shocked too. It used to really bother me, though, but I soon figured out that you cannot keep everyone happy. But it is how you treat people that hate you that make all the difference in your attitude and how you see the world yourself. N.T. Wright, in his book, Luke for Everyone, made a statement about this passage we read in our gospel reading from Luke. And he says this, Jesus' point is not to provide his followers with a new rule book. Instead, he goes on and says this, the point was to indicate and illustrate an attitude of the heart, a lightness of spirit in the face of all the world can, whatever the world can throw at you. And at the center of it is this thing that motivates and gives color to the whole. You are to be like God is, because God is generous to all people. We all have people in our lives that may not agree with everything we say and do. You may even be living with those people, but you don't have to tell me that now. We have people in powerful positions in our world that we may not agree with what they say or what they do. You know the old saying, right? When two or three are gathered, there's a difference of an opinion. It happens in households, in churches, in corporations, in our community, in our nation, in the world. It happens. And that's okay, because as Christians, how we are supposed to act toward people in our lives is that we not just love them, but we love them unconditionally. Our first inclination may be to say to Jesus, you don't know what it's like when people hate you, talk bad behind your back, say things that are untruthful about you, people that really hurt you. But then you and I know better, because we read the scriptures, we hear the scriptures of all the stories of what happened with Jesus. Because I am reminded over and over in scripture how Jesus was treated when he was here on earth, how people talked behind his back, how people hated him, betrayed him, falsely accused him, and physically abused him. And then as Jesus hung on the cross near death, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So if we think our Lord and Savior Jesus doesn't understand any hurt or pain that we are going through or have gone through, then we're not listening to Jesus today. It is easy to say, turn the other cheek, but putting it into practice, wow, that's another thing altogether, isn't it? Several years ago, I faced some people within the church that I trusted and respected to see them turn on me, accuse me of things that weren't true. Why? Because maybe I wasn't dealing with situations like they thought I should, or saying the things that they thought I should. In their eyes, I wasn't doing enough, or I wasn't doing the right thing in their eyes. You see, we are never going to agree fully on everything that is happening in this world. How we treat people that disagree with us, though, who hate us, or how we act, or people will, how we react to those people will color our worldview. Will we allow our worldview to be colored by hate or disdain? Or will we allow an attitude of love to color our worldview? It's a choice that we each have to make. Can we show lightness of spirit in all that the world has thrown at us? Growing up, my father was probably one of the most loving, caring, and positive people I have ever been around. He didn't know any strangers because he talked and respected everyone that crossed his path. But later in his life, he just started listening to one opinion, and it changed him. He became critical, fearful of anything he didn't understand or agree with. And in the end, his worldview was not colored by love your enemies, but more out of fear and sometimes even hatred of the unknown or the other. It was sad for me to watch that happen because I saw such a loving person growing up, and he still was a loving person, but some of his opinions got colored because he didn't keep growing. He didn't keep letting that love come in and hear other opinions of people. From the book Knock at Midnight, about the sermons of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., there is a shared story about Abraham Lincoln in his sermons. Now, I may have shared this illustration about 6 years ago, but a lot of you weren't here 6 years ago. And I'm kind of the opinion you don't remember what I said 6 months ago, let alone 6 years ago. But this is a good story, and I felt it needed repeating. The story is told that when Abraham Lincoln was running for president of the United States, there was a man who ran all around the country talking about Lincoln. He said a lot of unkind things. And sometimes he would get to the point that he would even talk bad about Abraham Lincoln's looks, saying, "You don't want a tall, lanky, ignorant man like that being president of the United States." Finally, one day, when Lincoln was actually elected president of the United States, there came a time for him to choose a Secretary of War. He looked across the nation and decided to choose a man by the name of Edwin Stanton. And when Abraham Lincoln stood around his advisors and mentioned this fact, they said to him, "Mr. Lincoln, are you a fool? Do you know what Mr. Stanton has been saying about you? Do you know what he has done, tried to do to you? Do you know that he has tried to defeat you on every hand? Do you know that, Mr. Lincoln? Did you read all the derogatory statements he's made about you?" And Abraham Lincoln stood before his advisors around him and said, "Oh yeah, I know about it. I read about it. I've even heard him himself. But after I looked over the country, I found that he was the best man for the job." Mr. Stanton did become Secretary of War. And later, as we know, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. And if you go to Washington, D.C., you will discover that one of the greatest words or statements ever made about Abraham Lincoln was by this man, Stanton. As Abraham Lincoln came to the end of his life, Stanton stood up and said, "Now he belongs to the ages." And he made a beautiful statement concerning the character and the stature of Lincoln. If Abraham Lincoln had hated Stanton, if Abraham Lincoln had answered everything that Stanton had said about him, Abraham Lincoln would not have been able to transform and redeem Stanton. Stanton would have gone to his grave hating Lincoln, and Lincoln would have gone to his grave hating Stanton. But through the power of love, Abraham Lincoln was able to redeem Stanton. Do you have a person or persons that are a thorn in your side? I know we all do. It is easy to spew words of hate and dislike toward people that are different from us, that don't agree with us, how much harder it is to love people and pray for people. Does this mean that we shouldn't express our opinions? Of course not. Jesus disagreed with people all the time. He spoke the truth in love, but even those who hated him so much that they succeeded in killing him, in love, he asked God to forgive them. Even our Old Testament story that we heard today is about love and forgiveness in the story of Joseph. We just have a snapshot of Joseph's story, but he was a young man with many brothers who hated him, absolutely hated him so much they sold him into slavery in Egypt. But God made Joseph prosper in Egypt and ends up saving not only his family but others from starvation. Joseph could have been bitter, but instead he viewed his initial trials for good because he was able to save his family in the end. Joseph's story is a story of love in the face of being hated. This is the standard that Jesus lifts up to us as Christians. Anyone can love those who love us. The challenge for all of us is to love those who hate us, to love those that we don't particularly even like, to love those who have abused us, to pray for those we disagree with. This is what Jesus is telling us today. It's a very high calling. It's not easy, and it takes all of us praying, as Jeffrey says,
frequently.
Genuinely. I was going to let him say it. We have to do that, because in order to keep this attitude of love, it takes all of us working together, doing our own work to make that happen, because the world needs it. Amen.